And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of Martin Luther, born in Eisleben in Saxony, 1483, now in Germany, the man who sparked the Protestant Reformation and a very productive writer. He repented of this towards the end of his life, Luther did. He said, "The multitude of books is a great evil. There is no limit to this fever for writing. I wish that all my books were consigned to perpetual oblivion." Except the Bible. He never regretted having translated the Bible into ordinary German. But towards the end of his life, Martin Luther was so overwhelmed by the scope of the Reformation that he had launched that he stayed out of the limelight, stayed at home, raised his family, he kept his garden, and he played music. It was on this day, 1969, that Sesame Street premiered on PBS, founded by Joan Cooney and Lloyd Morissette, who set out to master the addictive qualities of television and do something good with them, and to prepare children from disadvantaged backgrounds to do as well in school as their privileged counterparts. They had found that children from low-income households came into school with a vocabulary of about 3,000 words. Kids from high-income households had a vocabulary of about 20,000. So Sesame Street set out to give those kids the tools to improve their chances of doing well in school. And television was the logical way to do it. Low-income households were just as likely to own a TV as any others. So they raised the money to do the show, which cost, by the way, about $28,000 per episode back in 1968. They assembled a team of experts. They figured that the educational materials on Sesame Street had to be as appealing and memorable as commercials. And they did a lot of screening tests to see if things would hold the attention of children. They'd sit a child down in front of an episode, a test episode of Sesame Street, and they would stick a slide projector with random images right beside the TV, a new image popping up every 7 seconds. And if the child looked away from Sesame Street and over to the slideshow more than 50% of the time, the episode would have to be refilmed. And what they found out was that the human actors on the screen did not hold the kids' attention. But when there were puppets, Muppets, talking with the humans, the kids watched. And so the conversations between humans and Muppets came to define Sesame Street, which premiered on this day, 1969, was an immediate success. Soon there were millions of children watching it every week. And they found almost right away the children who watched Sesame Street did better on standardized tests than children who did not. Here's a poem for today by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, Lymphoma. I come from visiting my once blonde friend in hospital with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The chemo is working. We chat about other women's husbands suffering from Parkinson's. We laugh, cry, hug. We feel a little lucky. Down the hall, an attendant rolls a gurney. Yellowish old man's skull glares from under a blanket. Now, how in hell do I get out? Can't find elevator or stairs, despite red neon exit signs everywhere. Lymphoma by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, from The Book of 70, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with 4 sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.